Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bituch Message Series, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Lilo Nishmas, Elio Chaim, and Arav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe, Lilo Nishmas, Isha, Gitel Basarav, Eliezer Manoyach, and the Refua Shalema, the Rifka Rafaelo Bas Leo, Lezev Aaron Ben Sipoiro, Lamalia Bas Alta Soro. We're in a tkufa, a time period, where for many aspects, things are looking a little bit challenging. The real estate industry has just recently undergone a major clop, reducing income and future income by enormous amounts. Healthcare is also being threatened very, very seriously with serious, serious cuts. The market's volatile. Recession, the R word, is being used time and again. Used, retracted, predicted, denied, confusing, for sure. And, things are very, very challenging, scary for some. And someone told me today that he thinks that there's probably in the Hamish community alone, maybe a loss of $1 billion in net worth just in the recent weeks. And who knows, you know, what's happening, what's going to happen. People are concerned. People are nervous. And in this particular situation, we are familiar with so many people who daven three times a day. Their tefillahs are heartfelt. They're very concerned. They recite tilim. They're really people that have been on some significant level turning to Hashem to help them. And now they're experiencing this challenge and this unknown and this scare. And for some, it seems like it's already much far more than just a scare. It's a it's a beginning of a reality, and maybe even a well on progress reality. So what do we tell them? And what happens is also when these things happen, that there are certain curtailments that are made in the tzedakah dollar. Just a joke, and with all due respect, but I remember hearing the joke of a father who gave his kid two nickels and to go to the candy store, one to put in the pushka, one to buy a goodie. And the kid comes back, and the father asks him, what happened? He says, well, on the way, I lost the tzedakah nickel. It seems that the tzedakah nickels are being lost. And it's very concerning to the Moistus HaTorah and to the Moistus HaChinuch and to all the other Moistus HaChesed. And the concern is palpable. It's real. And what can we do about it? Well, we know there is an Eitzah. I mentioned before the Or HaChaim HaKodesh when the Parshas B'Shalach, Klal Yisrael is being pursued by the Egyptians, by Paro and his armies, and the Yam Suf is on one side, Paro is behind, wild animals on both sides, no place to go, and Moshe Rabbeinu is crying out to Hashem, and Hashem says, "Ve'yomer Hashem el Moshe, Matitzak Elai, Daber el Bnei Yisrael v'yiso." What are you crying to me? Speak to Bnei Yisrael, tell them to go into the Yam. And the Or HaChaim asks a question. He says, Matitzak Elai, to whom should we call out? what do you want? What is that supposed to mean? And he answers that there was a kitrik. What happened in Mitzrayim, whatever the Avodah Zarah, whatever they did, was such that the Satan was able to interfere, to be makatrik, to accuse, and to say that their tefillahs could be interfered with and could not be accepted. But Daber el Bnei Yisrael Yisrael, because there's a koyach of emunah and bitochin, that koyach is me'al u'me'ever, beyond even the power of tefillah. When tefillah is minanimna, when tefillah cannot be accomplished, when cannot be effective, emunah bitochon still is, will always be. And, you know, jump into the Yamsuf, and that's what's going to save you. And, of course, that's what happened. And maybe our Eitzah now is, as we are challenged and concerned and worried and feel so compromised in our businesses, Dabrel Bnei Yisrael Yisrael, we have to strengthen our bitochon. We have to show our bitochon. We have to act in ways as if there wasn't a challenge. We should be not impervious to the challenge, but we should rise above the challenge and express our bitochon in action. And of course, the actions are me'oirer, the true sense of trusting in Hashem. Going into that Yam Suf was what brought out the true level of bitochon that they had in Hashem, which I imagine that they didn't or couldn't have achieved before they set foot in the Yam. And that's really, I think, the imperative today, that as we stand here and feel so overwhelmed and so challenged by so many different things, the proper thing to do is Dabrel Bnei Yisrael V'Yisor. Find every way of strengthening our bitochon. Find every way of expressing our bitochon. Find every action which in and of itself expresses a deep sense of bitochon and engenders and induces a deep sense of bitochon because of what I'm doing. I'm acting in such a way which, if not for bitochon, would be irresponsible. And therefore it engenders this bitochon. And that really is our answer to the pursuit or the pursuing troubles that seem to be pursuing us so much. We know that we quote all the time from the Chofetz Chaim and the Machne Yisrael that it's not all or nothing. Kefi godel habitochon, kach godel ha'atzlocha. It's commensurate. To whatever degree I can influence the bitochon, to whatever degree my jumping into the Yam Suf will influence my bitochon, to whatever degree is the acting as if nothing changed, continuing with the tztokonikol as if nothing was threatening it, then we know that that action can be mashpia on me. And because of that action, then I can actually strengthen that bitochon and make it into a reality. And to the degree the Chofetz Chaim writes in the letter, Machne Yisrael, kefi goyel habitochin, kach goyel ha'atzlocha. According to the greatness of the bitochin, that's the greatness of the hatzlocha. It's not all or nothing. It's commensurate. If I reach 10%, 20%, 30% in bitochin, I influence the results, at least in that measure. And that's something that really gives us encouragement to work on that bitochon and to go on. And if bitochon can even carry us through situations where tefillah would not have been able to help, then we truly see the power of this bitochon and the critical need to strengthen it and to rely on it and to work on it in whatever means and capacity is possible for us. Certainly in the days of Elul, when we focus on our relationship with Hashem, when we focus on the Kaveh Hashem Chazak V'Yameis Libecha V'Kaveh Hashem, when we awaken ourselves with the Shofar, and from the Yira that ensues, we try to grow further in Bitochon, because B'yiras Hashem mivtachoiz, the strength of bitochon actually lies in the degree to which a person is afraid, because that engenders this running into Hashem, as the Rambam says, that there are days of monois u'mivrach elecho, we run away because of fear, we run into Hashem's embrace. And if we can do this, then we can certainly be able to develop higher and higher levels of bitochon, which can most definitely make a difference in the challenges that face us, and may we be zeicha to overcome all of those challenges, certainly with the power of the schus of our bitoch.